Today we are in Psalm number 31. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. This is our 31st message in the book of Psalms, and we come to Psalm 81, verse 1. It says, "Sing aloud unto God, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob." Some people don't feel comfortable with getting excited before God. I don't understand that, though, because some of those same people are big Packer fans and big Brewer fans, if they're from Wisconsin. You know, and if people can stand up and cheer for the Brewers when they hit a home run, well, then those of us who God has saved from hell through Jesus Christ sure should shout praises to Him. And He likes it, too. Otherwise, He would not tell us to do it. Verse 2, "Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery." One of the best ways to praise God is to read His very own psalms back to Him, which is what we're doing right here. Just pick up the book of Psalms and read them back to Him. That's praise. Verse 3, "Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day." This is something that the Jews did. They used trumpets an awful lot. God used trumpets to call His people together. Trumpets were blown to call men to war. Sometimes they were blown to call people to worship. Verse 4, "For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob." And it was God's idea to use trumpets. The laws for how and when to blow them were written down for Israel in the Old Testament books of Leviticus and Numbers. Verse 5, "This He ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not." Joseph, the favorite son of Jacob. Remember the story. His brother sold him as a slave, and he ended up down in Egypt serving. And he was forced to live in a country where he was a stranger, and he could not communicate because he didn't know the language, and he didn't belong there, but he was there by force. Verse 6, "I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the basket." And we skip ahead in time, actually, because later on, many years after Joseph was down in Egypt by himself, all of Jacob's children moved to Egypt, where they grew to be the nation Israel. And it was good at first, but for many years they served Egypt as slaves, and they could not get out of there until God rescued them and He set them free. Verse 7, "Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I tested thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah." God rescued Israel because they could not rescue themselves. He rescued them out of Egyptian slavery, but He also tested their faith when things got tough. And He does the same today. God saves us today through Jesus Christ, but then He tests our faith too by allowing things to be difficult at times to see if we will trust in Him. 8. "Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me." God says, listen. Listen, and I will warn. And He wants us to listen so that we can avoid trouble, because He knows what's best. Verse 9, "There shall be no foreign god." "There shall no foreign god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any foreign god." God says, never worship anything other than me. And that means nothing should be more important to us than God. Most people do not have a stone or a wooden idol or something else that they call a god, but if something is more important to us than Almighty God, then it is a God, whether we call it that or not. 10. "I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt. open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. God is saying, you don't need to put anyone or anything before me. God is saying, give me a try. Just give me a try. Put me first, and you will discover that I'm able to satisfy you like nothing else can. Verse 11. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would have none of me. Foolish Israel. They became foolish. God blessed them, but they grew cold, and they wanted sin. They wanted sin, so they no longer wanted God, and they turned their back on Him, and that's when trouble started. Verse 12. So I gave them up unto their own heart's desire, and they walked in their own counsels. God honors people's free will. He lets us do foolish and harmful things if that's what we really want to do. If we don't want to listen to Him, we really don't want to listen to Him, and we really want to do things our way, even though He warns that they are foolish and harmful, well, He honors us by letting us do our own thing. But look at verse 13. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. It doesn't make God happy. See, God doesn't want us to listen to Him because He gets some, you know, sort of thrill out of bossing us around. He doesn't want us to listen to Him because He gets His kicks out of pushing people around. He knows what's best, and that's why He wants us to obey Him, because He loves us and He wants us to be blessed. Verse 14. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. God says, if you would have obeyed me, Israel, I would have protected you. God would have protected them if they had obeyed Him. As it were, He allowed trouble to bring them back to their senses. 15. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto Him. But their time should have endured forever. So I would have blessed my people forever. And their enemies would have been struck down. And eventually, of course, that will happen. Those who hate God will fall before Him in terror one day. For their lack of repentance, they shall suffer in eternal destruction, in eternal hell, and it's going to be horrible beyond belief. They should not oppress God's people. Those who hate God should not oppress God's people. But God allowed them to oppress Israel for a time because of Israel's sin. 16. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied thee? God always loved to bless His obedient people. I mean, you read in the Old Testament, He just loved it. It's like God got such a kick out of doing that for His children. He didn't just give Israel the bare necessities. He gave them a lot of extras. And He loved blessing His people when they were obedient, and He loves blessing us today. Next time, Psalm 82. Until then, so long, everyone.